You're listening to For the Republic, a love letter to Star Wars animation.
Day one of Star Wars Celebration Europe has come and gone, and what a day it was to be a Star Wars fan. The future certainly looks bright for a galaxy far, far away. I'm Andrew here from For the Republic, and let's talk about the best of Star Wars Celebration Day One. Unfortunately, I was not lucky enough to be there in Europe. Shout out to all my friends who are there right now enjoying the convention. But let's talk about that studio showcase panel. We knew that we were going to get a lot from the future of television and Disney Plus, but also there were murmurs that we would get some film announcements. And oh boy, did we. We officially know that not one, not two, but three new Star Wars films are in the pipeline right now, all focusing on different points in the Star Wars timeline. James Mangold, who is known for Logan and Ford v Ferrari, currently directing Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, is handling a Dawn of the Jedi film, which will be, I think they said, 25,000 years before the Skywalker saga, focusing on the origins of the Jedi Order. Really exciting stuff there. Dave Filoni is going to make his live-action feature film directorial debut. He will be doing stuff tied to the Mandoverse. He's going to be telling a New Republic versus Imperial Remnant story. I'm assuming that it's going to lead to the origins of the First Order that they've been setting up this season of The Mandalorian. It will tie all the Mandoverse shows together, and I'm really excited to see what Dave can do for a live-action film. We've seen him direct episodes of The Mandalorian before, and he's going to be the showrunner of Ahsoka, but this is really exciting for fans of The Man with the Cowboy Hat. But the biggest one for me, and the one that meant the most to me, is the new Jedi Order movie that we will be getting. Sharmeen Obaid-Chinoy, who directed episodes of Ms. Marvel, is helming this new Jedi Order film. And returning to Star Wars is Rey herself, Daisy Ridley. Clearly, I am very, very excited about this. I've talked a bunch about how important and impactful the character of Rey has been to me as a Star Wars fan. Love or hate the sequel trilogy, Daisy Ridley and Rey have been such a joy in my life. And when I saw The Force Awakens in the theater 8 years ago, the character of Rey immediately connected with me like very few have ever connected with me before. So I've been talking on the podcast for months of how I think Daisy's coming back. But I still wasn't totally sure. So when I was refreshing my Twitter feed, because obviously we couldn't watch these panels, but when I saw Daisy Ridley come on that stage, I immediately started crying. It's the happiest I've ever been to see someone return to Star Wars. I didn't even get this emotional when Ewan McGregor came back for the Obi-Wan show when they first announced it. I was just more amped and excited that we were finally going to see this character again. But I literally, when I saw Daisy Ridley, tears immediately started coming down my face. I love this character so much, and I am so excited to see her. They said, I think, 15 years after the events of Rise of Skywalker, leading a new Jedi Order as it faces some opposition. I'm very excited about this one. All three of these films sound amazing. We don't know when they're coming out. I'm assuming that this one will take the 2025 release date, just because it seems the furthest along in development. But all three of these sound like they're going to appeal to so many different types of Star Wars fans, and I cannot wait to see all of them. We also got some big TV news. Andor Season 2, Skeleton Crew, and The Acolyte all got some exclusive convention footage shown to them. From what I've heard from how they were described and some of that, you know, shaky convention floor footage, they look fantastic. Andor was a favorite of mine for sure. The Acolyte looks like it's going to be tremendous. Getting to see the High Republic in live action form, this cast is stacked. I immediately fell in love with them. And Skeleton Crew looks like it's going to be super charming. We know Carrie Condon, who was amazing in The Banshees of Inisherin last year, is going to have a role in this series, so that has me super excited. And we got to get introduced to the young cast, and they talked about how important this was to them because they were introduced to the series by their dads. And that was just, it got me right here as someone whose grandfather showed me Star Wars for the first time almost 20 years ago now. I definitely connected with that, and I can't wait to just root for these kids, and I hope this show is amazing. I've talked about how hyped I am for Skeleton Crew, and that hasn't changed at all. And let's talk about that Ahsoka trailer real quick. Oh my goodness, we know it is getting an August release date, but any worries I had about this show, mainly because of its transition from originally being an animated project to a live-action project, those are now gone. We got our first look at Natasha Lou Bordizio as Sabine, long-haired Sabine, full-on supremacy, and also Mary Elizabeth Winstead as Hera Syndulla. They both look great. I just recently watched Scott Pilgrim for the first time, so I cannot wait to see Mary Elizabeth Winstead as Hera now, because, yeah, I'm obsessed with that movie now, and she's gonna knock it out of the park. We got a look at two new Sith. We got a cool look at Thrawn from the back. We got that sweet back-ahead shot of Grand Admiral Thrawn. We still don't know who's playing him. Fingers crossed it's Lars Mikkelsen still. The show looks awesome. I can't wait to see it. August cannot get here soon enough. Big day to be a Star Wars fan. I am just over the moon. What was your favorite announcement of the day? What of the new movies are you looking forward to the most? Let us know. Check us back here tomorrow, where we will recap the events of day two of Star Wars Celebration. And check out our main podcast. We put out a new episode of our Mando recaps earlier today. And check back here early next week for our full recap of this weekend's events, where we will be fully deep diving into every single huge announcement. I cannot wait for that one. Follow us on Twitter at ForTheRepubPod and on Instagram at ForTheRepublicPod. You can find me everywhere at StarlightAndrew. And as always, take care and may the Force be with you. Always. It is time.